This is a continued reading in the Book of Church Order of the Reformed Presbyterian Church General Assembly 2016 edition, continuing the reading of the qualifications of deacons and the office of deacon, B7.3, qualifications, general qualifications of deacons. A, he must be known to his church and others, one, as a man of God whose life is lived in obedience to the Scriptures, and two, living a holy life with reference to his practices as a deacon with his congregation and as a husband or father with his family, if applicable. B, if he is married, he must be living with his only valid wife, and two, his wife and minor children, if applicable, must be living in biblical submission to his authority. This should be verified with his wife through personal visits or letters. C, he must report to presbytery any history after his conversion of divorce, sexual misconduct, dishonesty, drunkenness, gossip, abuse of authority, financial bankruptcy, or any sins unbecoming a deacon. Any cases of the above should be thoroughly investigated by presbytery before a decision is made. D. He must be known as a man of his word, reliable, and having integrity. E. He must have been baptized using water, into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and have a credible testimony of God's saving grace in his life. F. He must bring to the attention of presbytery any past or pending disciplinary actions in which he has been involved from present or previous churches or denominations. Failure to do so could be cause for discipline by the presbytery. The presbytery must be satisfied with the results and conclusion of such disciplinary action. G. He must relinquish his membership in any and all other churches or denominations, since he must have only one ecclesiastical affiliation. Copies of such letters of relinquishment or other acceptable forms of verification must be provided to presbytery. H. He must be capable of making vows, the vows required of a deacon, see directory for examination. I. He must agree to maintain the Westminster Standards and the Book of Church Order of the RPCGA. J. He must agree that all questions or disputes with any standards are to be carried on only at presbytery and the higher courts, which are particularly suited for such discussions, and that he will not propagate any questionable or disputed doctrines. This does not include any issues determined by General Assembly to be one of ecclesiastical liberty, see Section A5.2. K. He must be willing to submit to the government and discipline of the presbytery and any higher courts of the church according to the Book of Church Order. L. He must agree to seek to conform all church practices, particularly those of worship, sacraments, discipline, and appointment of officers, to the Westminster Standards and Book of Church Order. M. He must agree not to turn to the world to resolve differences between the church and its members or other officers until he has exhausted all remedies in the church courts of the RPCGA. Issues concerning administration of the word and doctrine, administration of the sacraments, and church discipline may not be appealed to civil court. N. Prior to ordination, he shall be proven qualified for the office. He shall be required to complete a training program for deacons, which has been approved by the RPCGA, and pass the deacon examination as found in the directory for examinations, or possess the equivalent knowledge thereof, which equivalent knowledge is to be adjudged by the presbytery. B7.4, touching the doctrine of ordination. No man should take upon him the office of a deacon without a lawful calling. See John 3:27, Romans 10:14-15, Jeremiah 14:14, Hebrews 5:4. Ordination is always to be continued in the church, Titus 1:5, 1 Timothy 5:21-22. Ordination is the solemn setting apart of a person to some public church office. Numbers 8:10, 11:14, 19, and 22. Acts 6:3, 5, and 6. B. Every deacon is to be ordained by the imposition of hands with prayer and fasting by the presbytery to which he belongs. 1 Timothy 5:22, Acts 14:23, Acts 13:3. C. It is agreeable to the word of God and very expedient that those who are to be ordained as deacons be assigned to some particular congregation or other ministerial charge. Acts 14:23, Titus 1:5, Acts 20:17 and 28. D. He who is to be ordained a deacon must be duly qualified both for life and ministerial abilities according to the rules of the apostles. 1 Timothy 3:2-6, Titus 1:5-9. E. He is to be examined and approved by those who will ordain him. 1 Timothy 3:7, 10, and chapter 5, verse 22. F. No man is to be ordained a deacon for a particular congregation if they of that congregation can show just cause of exception against him. 1 Timothy 3:2, Titus 1, 7. G. Under unusual circumstances, something extraordinary may be done in performing an ordination until a settled order is established. However, the rules of this section should be followed as nearly as possible. 2 Chronicles 29:34 through 36 and 30:2 through 5. B7:5. Touching the power of ordination. A. Ordination is the act of a presbytery. 1 Timothy 4:14. The power of ordering the whole work of ordination is in the whole presbytery. 1 Timothy 4:14. B7:6. Directions for ordination. A. It is manifested by the word of God that no man ought to take upon himself the office of a deacon until he is lawfully called and ordained thereunto, and that the work of ordination is to be performed with all due care, wisdom, gravity, and solemnity. We humbly tender these directions as requisite to be observed. B. He who is to be ordained must address himself to the presbytery and bring with him proof of his call, a testimonial of his conversion, a testimonial of his diligence and proficiency in his studies, the degree he has earned, an accounting of his time since conversion, his age, which is to be at least 24 years, and especially of his personal life and conduct. C. The presbytery shall then proceed to examine him concerning his conversion, his holiness of life as required of a deacon, his learning and sufficiency, his calling to the office of deacon, and any involvement in a non-ecclesiastical vocation. B7:7. Vows of Deacons. A. The following vows shall be required of an individual prior to receiving ordination to the office of deacon. 1. Do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be the inerrant word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice? 2. Do you sincerely receive and adopt the confession of faith and catechisms of the Reformed Presbyterian Church General Assembly as containing the system of doctrine taught in the Holy Scriptures? 3. Do you approve of the government, discipline, and worship of the Reformed Presbyterian Church General Assembly? 4. Do you promise subjection to your brethren in the Lord? 5. Do you promise to immediately report to presbytery any changes in your doctrine or practice? 6. Have you been induced, as far as you know your own heart, to seek the office of deacon from the love to God and a sincere desire to promote his glory in the gospel of his Son? 7. Do you promise to be zealous and faithful in maintaining the truths of the gospel, and the purity, the peace, and the unity of the church, whatever persecution or opposition may arise unto you on that account. 8. Do you promise to be faithful and diligent in the exercise of all private and personal duties which become you as a Christian and a deacon, as well as in all duties of your office, endeavoring to adorn the profession of the gospel by your life, and walking with exemplary piety before the flock as a servant? 9. Are you willing to take charge of this office in agreement with your declaration as a servant of those who have chosen you to serve them? And do you promise to discharge the duties of a deacon to them, as God shall give you strength? B7:8, Deacon Apprentice. A. The Scriptures hold that a man should first be proved and then allowed to hold the office of deacon, 1 Timothy 3:10. 1. To be proved, an individual should meet the following requirements. A. Meet the general qualifications of the office of deacon. B7:3. B. Demonstrate his gifts to fulfill the duties as outlined in B7:2. C. Demonstrate his gifts to serve. D. Meet the educational requirements established by the Reformed Presbyterian Church General Assembly. And E. Serve for a minimum of 6 months in the apprentice position. 1 Timothy 5:22. B7:9, Licensed Deacon. A. The Scripture holds that a man should first be proved and then allowed to hold the office of deacon, 1 Timothy 3:10. 1. Apprentice applicant status. A. The deacon applicant must be a member of a mission or particular congregation of this denomination. B. The deacon applicant must submit biographical and 5 character references, 2 from former elders or pastors, if applicable, and 3 from personal friends who have known the individual for the last 5 years. He must submit these to the presbytery after holding membership in the denomination for a minimum of 1 year. C. The deacon applicant must also submit the following information to the presbytery. 1. Employment status. 2. Marriage status. 3. Current debt or any past or current pending bankruptcy actions. 4. A history of church membership for the past 10 years. 5. Any past or current pending disciplinary actions. D. The deacon applicant must agree to submit to the Westminster Standards as held by the Reformed Presbyterian Church General Assembly and its current Book of Church Order. The deacon applicant must enroll in the Reformed Presbyterian Ministerial College Deacon Training Program or have a written letter from the church session that he has begun the prescribed program of study as set forth by the General Assembly. 2. Licensed status. A. The applicant must complete the first 4 courses of study prior to applying for licensure status, which will allow the deacon applicant to be examined as to his salvation, personal and family life, diaconate calling, and basic theological views. B. Once the deacon applicant has met the preceding requirements, the presbytery may license him for 1 year, which will be renewable annually by the presbytery. It will be the duty of the licensed deacon to seek reaffirmation of his license, for it will automatically terminate 1 year from the date that it was issued. C. Licensed deacons shall submit a written report quarterly, every 3 months, as to the progress of their studies and practicum to the office of the stated clerk of their presbytery. D. The session shall submit a written report every 6 months to the stated clerk of presbytery, which shall reaffirm their support and approval of the licensed deacon and the assessment of his progress. E. A licensed deacon shall be under the direct supervision of the session, the pastor being the primary overseer of his education and practicum. F. A licensed deacon shall be limited in his functions as he trains for ordination. He may not, 1. Sit in on any adjudications with the session, 2. Exhort from the pulpit at Sunday worship services, 3. Minister to the needs of the sick or elderly without direct supervision by an attending officer of the session or diaconate, 4. He may not teach a Sunday school class or hold a home Bible study until approved by the session with oversight, 5. He may not assist in serving the Lord's Supper. All other duties listed in the Book of Church Order he may participate in with proper supervision. G. The session shall keep an accurate record of all practicum completed and the progress of his studies. H. No licensed deacon can sit for ordination until 1 year has passed from the date of his licensure. I. Ordination will not be considered until all the requirements have been met for the office as stated in the Book of Church Order. J. At ordination, the session shall present a written endorsement to the presbytery that the applicant has been approved by the session and the church for holding this office in their particular congregation. K. At ordination, the licensed deacon shall be given the deacon examination, and his family shall be interviewed. The session shall submit letters of reference from designated church members concerning the personal and family testimony witnessed by the congregation for review by the presbytery.